spending a little bit of time this morning on a Community Connection on 1400 K1 and talking with Christy Jardot. Christy is the Women's Program Coordinator for Mutual. And first of all, Cindy, Christy, I apologize.
That's okay.
For those that don't know, and I didn't before I spoke with you, a remissioned Mutual, I assume the original mission has remained, but you have expanded into Once the Girls Grow Up.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, the mission statement changed about November 2017, which is actually before I came on.
Okay.
I came on last year. It'll be a year ago in May. And so it is to provide a safe environment for all girls and women to find their identity in Christ. So it has changed. We've added women, and I just became the women's program coordinator about 2 months ago.
That's great.
So
thank you so much for taking the job.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Well, we've got an event coming up in about 3 weeks or so.
Yes.
And we are inviting women to come in. I believe it's all women, but there are some specifics that we're, focusing on, I guess.
Yes, absolutely. This is through an 8-week video Bible study called Surrendering the Secret, and it's healing from the heartbreak of abortion. So we are just going to be hosting that at Mutual, which is, like I said, a safe environment.
Mm-hmm.
We just want to make sure that women know it's confidential, it's safe. They are welcome to come to this Bible study, and it's just basically to walk through them, the healing of the heartbreak of having an abortion or multiple abortions.
And I'm making an assumption here, which is, as from an interviewer's point of view, a bad thing to do. whether it was the individual who actually went through the procedure themselves or sister, family member, close friend.
Yeah, so that is a really good question. Right now, we're going to focus on the women who actually went through that.
Okay.
Yeah, and then hopefully expand that to dealing with not only the women but the men and then all those that may have been a part of it. So I think it's definitely going to cause a ripple effect. And our vision actually is that it will ripple out into the churches and that they will kind of take this over because it's something that we don't really talk about.
Yeah, well, healing is a process. I don't care if I cut my finger, had an operation, whatever I'm healing from, even such as simple as literally just a paper cut on my finger, it takes a day or two.
It does. It does. And that's why this is an 8-week Bible study. And honestly, there's going to be relationships made that will continue beyond this. And I honestly believe that God will call out these women who go through this process and receive that healing, that they'll end up leading their own Bible studies and surrendering the secret studies.
Well, I think just the common shared experience of the ladies that are sitting through the classes themselves, again, I'm interpreting here, there's got to be some discussion once you've read the topic.
Yes.
And so some feelings are going to come out, some personal experiences, and probably a few joys and a few heartaches.
Yes, absolutely. And that's kind of where it begins, is kind of with truth. You know, we kind of have to face what we've done, and then it will walk us through. Because, you know, the enemy wants nothing more than to keep us where we are. And
he's a great liar, too.
Yes, absolutely. So we want to break those lies and fill them with God's truths and just let them know that they are forgiven and that, he can heal them and that he loves them and we're all there together and encouraging one another.
We just said this whole interview, but I'm going to keep talking for a little. how did you manage to come upon this mission? What drove you or drove Mutual to ask you to carry on this mission?
Yes, absolutely. And we're really partnering with them. I probably should say that. Mutual is just hosting us. But I work there, so this was just one of the things that our executive director, Penny Meadows, felt on her heart for quite a while, just knowing that family members have been going through something, and she's seen them struggle for years. So she knew that was something that we wanted to be involved in as Mutual. And then, you know, we were in a staff meeting discussing this, things that, you know, we might want to host there, and that came up. And so I immediately felt God put that into my heart that this is what I need you to do. So I went to her after that meeting and said, I'm your gal. I'm the one that's going to be leading this. So, you know, and that's kind of where it started.
And we'll see where it goes.
Yes.
Because like you said, you throw a pebble into a lake and those circles just keep going out and
that's
out
right.
And out. I know they get less intense the further they get out from the pebble, but the point is they keep going.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, we're going to start the first one on May 8th, 6:30 p.m., there at Mutual, which is 3401 Price Road. It's a little crazy to get to right now. At this point, you can only go east. I don't know at what point that's going to change.
Well, we've already could only go west. So once they get that part done, hopefully, and I'm not speaking for the city, but it should be something resembling fixed.
Absolutely. I can't wait. So we're going to, it's like I said, it's 8 weeks. So we're going to go May and June. Then we're going to start a new one in July and August, and then another one in September, October. So we're for sure going to have those three, and we've got the resources for the ladies. They can call us at 918-336-9151. I'm usually the one that answers the phone. I'm not only the women's program coordinator, I'm also the office clerk. So I will answer the phone. I can sign them up, answer any questions that they have. But we also have a sign up on our website, which is mutualbartlesville.org. They can go to the coming events and click on that. Healing from the heartbreak of abortion, and it will take them to a sign-up sheet.
I say this with a big smile on my face. Yeah. You can answer the phone as the office person, and they'll say, I want to sign up, and they say, great, I've got the program instructor here, let's talk about it.
Yeah, exactly. And never put them on hold.
Exactly. What great service you have. But, you know, I can see this is going to be a topic where some strong feelings are going to come out.
Yes, absolutely. And like I said, I guess I didn't answer your question, but we start with that kind of truth piece and kind of walking through scripture where there's been other people, you know, that have walked through this same type of thing, right? We've all sinned, we all fall short, and this is one of those things, you know, one of those sins that we've done. So we can see kind of the error of our ways, we can repent. And then that's where, you know, when we call on Jesus, that he can come in and he can begin that healing, that redemption, which is great because here we are at the Easter time, you know,
yeah.
And we can be resurrected in him and just feel that love and that healing and that hope and be able to share that with other people too. So there's things like we will go through statistics. We will go through what it really was, what abortion is, you know, pamphlets and flyers and just... The next thing is going to be talking about our stories, sharing those with one another. And things might not be able to be remembered until you hear other people speaking about them. Then that's where the feelings will come up. Oh, yeah, I remember this and I remember that. And then the next thing, we are going to go on to a memorial service that we will have for them. And then finally, through the end of it, we will have a celebration of healing and just... you know, be able to share a dinner party and, you know, what's next for all of us. So.
Now, I like to subtitle this Surrendering the Secret because it's something I have to believe in many cases. We sure didn't tell the whole story to somebody.
Right.
We may have said, you know, this event happened in my life at some point in time. Mm-hmm. But there are stories, no doubt, that, again, they have not shared with anybody.
Right, absolutely. And that's why we're here. And it's going to be a hard time, but it's going to be, we're going to encourage each other, and we're not there to judge, and we're not there to condemn. We are just there to listen and to love on them and, you know, just be a part of this process for them.
Size of the class. Because this is something I can see either a big response or I can see that I don't want to be here if there's more than four people.
Right, absolutely. And it's going to be one of those things where, you know, you park in the back, you come through the back door, we're not going to know who's going to come. I'm hoping that they call me and come in, but they are welcome to just walk in. My hope is that they would call me at least a week in advance or sign up on the website a week in advance so I can get them a book.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually going to ask them to go through the book, you know, the week before. And so that they have gone through session one, you know, by themselves, and that they can come with kind of what they have learned through that. It's a video, you know, based study. So that's going to play a really big part in it. So that's where we'll focus on is the video portion,
mm-hmm.
and then the freedom steps for that session. And so, you know, I've listened to these ladies' stories and they'll be like, you know, I went to the first time and I was, you know, shaking in my boots. I didn't know who was going to be there. And then each time it was still, I could still turn around. I could still, you know, but I just encourage them. I know it's something you're going to have to fight. But we're here and we're welcoming and we're excited that we can reach out to these ladies and help them begin this healing process.
You talk like you facilitated this story before.
It's just one of those things where you go through just watching as a leader. These women go through this. And so I've kind of just been on the outside looking into the leadership process. I've been trained. I'm a certified leader with Surrendering the Secret. And so I was able to see videos of these women. And it's the ones that we will be watching through the study.
Well, it sounds like there are going to be some joys along the way.
Yeah. Yes.
But there will also be some, I'm not sure I want to use the word fear.
Right.
But some concern.
Yes.
What the first class, which is why I'm trying to stay on this emotion type topic,
yeah,
because
sure.
I want to make sure that we do what we can to say, we understand your concern,
yes.
But please come.
Yes, absolutely. Well, and I think that the only person that could really, and I shouldn't say that, because there's people that have a heart for women that could step into this role and be able to take it, even if they didn't walk through that. But this is coming from a leader who has been through this. So I understand the journey, and I understand what they're going to go through, and I understand the heartache and the shame and the guilt and the sorrow. But I also have seen the other side where Jesus, has redeemed me and has healed me, and that he has called me out to help these other women through the same process.
Well, this is your first class, and it's going to repeat every 2 months. And
yes.
I can see 6 months, 9 months, or it wouldn't be nine, it'd be 10 months down the road, the graduates, the people who have been through the course at some point in time, if it works the way we think it will.
Right.
I can see them being at the final session and having some kind of a party of celebration.
Yes, yeah. That would be fantastic. I would absolutely love it, because it's going to be kind of like a sisterhood, and I don't mean it to say that this is, we're rejoicing in the choice that we made, because that's not what I'm saying. We are healed from that choice, and we've been forgiven. So,
yeah.
But yeah, I think a celebration.
The choice hopefully will be put in the past.
Yes, absolutely, because God's forgiven and forgotten when we accept Jesus. And so, that's our hope, is to teach them that yes, we all make mistakes. We all fall short, Thanks, Adam and Eve. But, here we are.
And the servant.
Yes. And, Jesus came to die on the cross for our sins, and then to save us and redeem us. So
we're the ones that have trouble forgetting.
Yes. Absolutely.
Well, this is, we may have covered this, but I want to make sure I get it
sure.
Again. Is there a fee for the course?
No. My hope is that we do not do that. I've honestly put a lot of my money into it, because I believe in this so much. Mutual has been fantastic in also offering, things like the flyers that are going to go out, the social media, the email blast through the chamber. They have done a lot. They will also do handouts that I'm going to give out. So they have been fantastic in this. And then also, so far, City Church has also given to this. So I haven't reached out to anyone else. So, there's a hope there, but I believe that once this starts, I think people will have a heart for it and to give, which would be amazing, because it does cost quite a bit to put on. So I know God's going to provide.
Well, yeah, and that's the attitude we have to have.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, thank you so much for stepping forward, first of all.
Yes.
And
thank you.
I have no doubt you will be revealing a little bit of yourself in each class session.
Absolutely.
And so I'll just say, I hope you can be calm every time when you walk in the door.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So do I.
again, I think the value in this, again, healing from the heartbreak of abortion, Wednesday, starting May 8th.
Yes.
And the class will be, at City Church, right?
No. It will be
at Mutual.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we want to start actually in a safe environment where it's kind of away from the churches. I think recently, even just driving down the street, I've seen things like, pro-life and everything, which is great, because I am too. But sometimes that can be a turnoff, or maybe that's where you feel that judgment and that condemnation. I just want them to come and know that this is confidential. This is a safe place. But again, like I said, I the vision is that this will go out to the churches, and that we can all talk about it, and the women who come there won't feel judged.
Okay, well, it's a great topic to be talking about around Easter time.
Yes, absolutely.
And regardless of how many are in this first class, it is an 8-week study for women.
Yes.
Starts on May 8th.
Mm-hmm.
Call Mutual and get signed up. What's the phone number, please?
Yes, 918-336-9151.
And if I'm reading your website correctly, it is mutualbartlesville.org.
That's correct.
And you'll find your way from a link on the website.
Yes, absolutely.
Christy Jardot with us this morning on a Community Connection. take the step, sign up, and I have no doubt that you will come out on the other side.
Yes, amen.
Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you so much.
That's the Community Connection on 1400 K1.